You're with Raph.
This week's changing track is for Aki. I was in the second year of high school when my friend introduced me to the world of soccer, and we started going to the National Stadium in Tokyo to watch games. The following year, I got a part-time job in an adjacent open-air baseball stadium. I worked as a beer girl with a beer keg on my back. After watching hundreds of baseball games, I also became a baseball fan. Japan and South Korea hosted the Soccer World Cup in 2002. The beer brand I sold was one of the main sponsors of the Japanese soccer team. And it was my boss in Kirin who gave me the World Cup tickets for the game England versus Sweden. I was also lucky enough to watch Italy versus Mexico. After graduating uni, I moved to Australia and became an AFL fan too. But it's the Olympics which made me excited. I love watching all the different kinds of sports and seeing all the athletes from all over the world competing together. In 2013, I learnt that Tokyo would host the 2020 Olympics. The Japanese Prime Minister at the time told the world that the Olympics would be the symbol of recovery from the Great Eastern earthquake, the tsunami, and the Fukushima disaster. He also said the situation in Fukushima was under control. The devastation in the coastal areas hit by the 2011 tsunami was so vast, there weren't enough builders in the country to rebuild houses. But those same builders would now head to Tokyo to build stadiums, the Olympic Village, infrastructure, and a number of hotels to host international guests. But I was genuinely happy because I was a sports fan. I had a passion in sports. I wanted to see my hometown host the Olympics and welcome athletes and others from all over the globe. Time passed, and I was in my hometown of Tokyo with my two kids when I started hearing about a mysterious pneumonia in China. That became COVID-19. So I was relieved when the Tokyo Olympics was postponed for 1 year. But the situation didn't improve, not in Japan, nor in most of the world. Every time when I listened to athletes appear on the radio after securing spots in Tokyo, I was screaming and saying, "But we, as in people in Japan, don't want you to come to Japan. It's not safe for you and it's not safe for us either." I wish Japan had closed all the borders strictly like Australia. I wish Japan had good vaccine coverage like Britain and the USA. If they had done, Tokyo could at least have domestic spectators. Or maybe it might have been too difficult because of all the different strains. Who knows? I don't know. I will never know. Anyway, the Olympic countdown is over. The Olympics will go on in an empty stadium. Now I have to switch off my brain and stop worrying about how the situation could deteriorate, and instead enjoy this spectacular sports festival, which usually only occurs every 4 years. Back in 2002, during the Soccer World Cup, I became fond of one song which was played frequently. It was also the song that had been used to advertise the beer I was selling. The atmosphere in both stadiums for the World Cup was unbelievable, and watching those games, together with thousands of people who usually live on the other side of the world, was something I will never forget. It was the highlight of my university life, together with meeting my now husband, Daniel. So, to cheer myself up, I now listen to that song, played back in 2002, in the stadium. And Aki's changing track this week is Passion by Nick Wood.